You got enough?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my goodness, Pinky. You have ice cream everywhere.
It was pretty good.
You got enough? Well, why don't you go back out on the back porch, all of you? Go back until you finish. You got enough? Well, excuse me. Let me go in and wipe your hands and mouth. Come on.
Can
you
get the
back? Did you wipe your hands and mouth?
Yeah.
Are they clean? Right.
You're a big boy. You don't have to have to do it for you, huh? You can do it yourself. What is land that keeps wet all the time that can't be found?
I believe they call that mesh, where it just doesn't dry well enough for the plant anything. Now, we used to have some land like that, we would put sorghum there because sorghum could withstand more water than other crops, and it did better well there, but I believe that's what they call it.
It's just a little place in a field that always is...
Yeah, it stays wet most of the time.
And if you had a whole, suppose all the land near a river had water on it all the time, did they ever call that a swamp or...
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Mm-hmm.
And that meant that they couldn't drain it.
No, because it was too flat and too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
That we had, that little place, it wasn't so large, but it just wasn't any drainage to it because all around it was flat.
I see.
So it just had stayed up.
The mash then was not so big as a swamp.
No. Uh-uh. Well, maybe swamp is a better word for any part of it. But I don't know where we got that word mash soil because it was wet. Maybe I might have named it myself.
Mm-hmm. No, I think I may have heard that, but I was not sure whether it's...
I don't think the size has to do with the name. I think the quality of the... or the type of soil it is has to do with the name.
You mentioned the black sandy soil. Mm-hmm. What did you call that?
I believe that's really described as loam, black loam.
And what is buckshot? Did you ever hear that?
That's
buckshot?
Mostly in the Delta. Now, it seems to me, from what the Delta soil that I've seen, it's this dark, heavy soil. And when it dries, you aren't ever able to pulverize it as you can other soil. It's dry, but it's cloddy, and the clods are small, but it's still cloddy.
I see. And did you ever hear of gumbo land?
Yeah, that's mostly in the Delta. You don't find much of that in the hills.
Mm-hmm. And how about this clay? I think it is. It's very slippery, and if you ever get into it, you need somebody to pull you out.
I don't know where you find that kind of soil because it isn't around here.
It isn't.
No, and it probably is in the Delta too because they have more different types of soil there than you find in the hill.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use the word meadow for anything?
Well, yes, so we used it, but in my opinion, we never had any beautiful meadows because I always pictured meadows as a beautiful, level, low place, you know, without trees, pretty green grass and all. Mm-hmm. And you may not find too many around, but that's
hills.
What it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.